Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Week 3 start and sit calls next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here with Heath Cummings to talk about some key start sit questions for week 3 of the NFL season. We'll just go position by position and start with the quarterback position, where we've got, you know, maybe the two goats off to pretty bad starts, Tom Brady and Aaron Jones. They're going, or Aaron Rodgers, excuse me, going up against each other. Well, Tom Brady and Aaron Jones are also going up against each other, but that's neither here nor there. How high are you ranking Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady this week?
I think I'm ranking both of them like 6 or 7 spots higher than where they rank for the season so far. So really going out on a limb that they're going to be a lot better. Now, they're QB 28 and 29 in total points so far this year, so not very high. There are a half dozen quarterbacks who might be available as streamers that I would start over them. And it's a couple things. One of it's the fact that neither one of them has a good wide receiver at this point that we're projecting to be playing. The other thing is this game has an over-under of 42 right now. And Rich Rebar tweeted about this earlier. I retweeted it. It is the lowest implied point total for Tampa Bay since Tom Brady joined the Buccaneers. The lowest implied point total in an Aaron Rodgers game since 2014. Like, this is exceptionally low for these two guys to be playing in the same game. And it makes sense. It's good defenses. It's good running games. And there's no wide receivers. I don't want to start either one.
Yeah, there's a stat in your QB preview. I think the Buccaneers ranked 28th in first down pass rate. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is really low for the team that threw more than any other team in the NFL last season. Here's a question, though. Would you start Tua Tagovailoa going up against a Buffalo defense that has just looked absurdly dominant so far? Would you start him over either of those guys, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady?
I would start him over both of those guys. And I don't feel great about anybody outside of my top 8 quarterbacks this week. It's week 3, and both quarterback and wide receiver feel like a disaster. But I would start
none of the elite running backs have been good so far either. So
right.
You know, we've got that going for us.
It's basically we've got Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews and Cooper Kupp. Good job, guys.
I mean, this hasn't really been discussed much, but scoring is down about 10% across the league through the first 2 weeks. So, you know, it's worth considering. I mean, you know, part of that's just like Carolina has been a disaster and the Seahawks have been awful and the Steelers have scored 2 touchdowns on 24 drives. But the good offenses haven't been great either, except for Buffalo, kind of.
I blame the 2021 quarterback class.
Okay, like, those guys haven't made a leap yet.
We don't have a good quarterback from the last 2 draft classes at this point.
Trevor Lawrence looks pretty good so far this year.
They're scoring 21 points a game, so...
That's not
him.
All right, let's move on to running back. Let's say James Conner is out this week. He's dealing with an ankle injury. Who would you rather start, Darrell Williams or Eno Benjamin?
Darrell Williams, I think he's more likely to get the goal line carries, and that's been a huge thing in this Arizona offense. They've averaged more than a touchdown per game over the last 3 years for running backs. So it'd be Williams, but neither of them would be inside my top 24 running backs. So it's a flex more than an RB2.
Yeah, Williams did get, I believe it was the only carry inside the 5-yard line for either of them last week. He did get a touchdown on a goal line carry. So, yeah, I think that's the right call. With Mike Evans suspended for week 3, that was officially confirmed on Wednesday afternoon. Should I start Russell Gage this week? He got 6 targets last week and turned them into about 30 yards.
He's my favorite wide receiver in that game. I'd start him over Alan Lazard. I think he's a high-end number three wide receiver, assuming there's no Chris Godwin and there's no Julio Jones, which is my current expectation. If Julio plays, then I'll probably have both Julio and Russell Gage in that wide receiver 30 to 36 range. But again, I just don't have a lot of great expectations for this game. And with Julio in particular, even if he starts, I don't have great hope that he'll finish.
Yeah, he's my favorite wide receiver between the Buffalo or Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Green Bay Packers this year, is really damning with faint praise, at least for week three with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin out.
Yep.
Give me a tight end streamer before we go.
There are a bunch, but the two favorites are probably too high rostered now. I think Gerald Everett is. So let's say I'm going to go with Logan Thomas. His role increased just a little bit last week. It's him or Evan Ingram. I kind of go back and forth between the two. But Evan Ingram's matchup against the Chargers, I'm a little bit concerned about. The Eagles have a good defense too, but they kind of give you the underneath stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if Thomas sees more targets than he did last week.
Yeah, one thing that was interesting that I noticed is Thomas so far is getting more downfield targets. His average depth of target is like 4 yards deeper than it was during his...
You're going to say four because it was not very big in the past.
No, I think it's like 10 and a half yards right now. Okay. It's, you know, only, I think, 11 targets total. But, you know, it's been an interesting workload for a guy who's really athletic, just hasn't been a big play guy in the past relative to, you know, what you would think given his athleticism at least. So, you know, that's interesting. That's something to watch. And that's going to do it for FFT and Five on Wednesday. We'll be back on Thursday night with a Monday Night Football recap. And if you want to tune in on YouTube, I'll be answering questions for probably half an hour to 45 minutes after the game. So, you know, we had a good crowd last week. We'll see you then.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.